Hi, and welcome to the EFT Zone Spotlight, where we feature EFT experts. Today we're highlighting Carol Tuttle. Carol is from Sandy, Utah, where she specializes in EFT for therapy and healing. Listen in as Carol talks about EFT and the way she's helping people fulfill their full potential. Here's Carol Tuttle.
Really, the personal experience, my experience with finding energy therapy probably started in the early days of my marriage. 18 years ago, I hit an all-time low in my emotional mental health in the late 80s. The recovery model at the time was to go to therapy and find out all the bad things that could have happened in your childhood and form your story. And after 2.5 years of weekly therapy, and that's really honest, I was not satisfied. So I was mad at the time. I was very confused. I was very prayerful in my desire to be well and just had enough open of a mind to know that maybe there's other things. The first process that was introduced to me years and years ago, it was in the early 90s, was Reiki. Very soon after that, I learned about rapid eye therapy, and soon after that, I learned about emotional freedom technique. I heard about EFT through a colleague of mine and learned about Gary Craig. Gary had enough presence on the internet, and I learned it first through others teaching me, and then I went on my own path to learn it more fully. And I was already working in private practice. I started my private practice using the tool of rapid eye therapy primarily in 1994. So about 2 years later, 2.5 years later, EFT was presented as another modality that really complemented and supported what I was doing with people in private sessions. And the difference is EFT is a real take-home tool, self-apply it, where rapid eye therapy has to be facilitated by a practitioner that's certified in the process. And so I really thought they were like, they married well. They were the best of both worlds. They needed techniques that could support people in their day-to-day experience and work with their own energy and teach them how to work with their own energy. And I saw how Gary Craig was positioning it as a leader in alternative therapies and in energy clearing tools, and just decided at that time a lot of practitioners were coming up with their own version of things, creating their name for something that, you know, taking something that was already out there with a twist and kind of reinventing it. And I thought, I'm not going to do that. I'm going to go get behind Gary. Gary's going to do great things with this, and I'm going to support what he's doing. He's putting it out there in a way that will become recognized in more and more households. I'm going to use things that are familiar to people. Healing is a natural state. It's God-given, meaning our body's always in an effort to get well. That's the programming, and we do a lot of things that interfere with that, that hinder that, and even thwart it. So healing to me is a power beyond ourselves, a power within us, and a power that comes from God. And when those two come together, your design for healing and the grace of God interact through your intention and faith, healing can occur. Energy clearing tools like EFT are useful because we're so good at keeping ourselves stuck and blocking our natural flow of those two dynamics to be activated and engaged. Negative thinking stops it, emotional baggage stops it, certain diets stop healing from occurring. There's a lot of things that we do, belief systems, behavior patterns. We're creatures of habit in this human experience. We repeat the familiar numerous times and create the same old pain to many, many more times than we need to when healing is available so much sooner. But because of our tendency to go with what's familiar, we'll just keep acting out, thinking out, feeling out the same old stuff. And EFT is a tool that breaks state, that intercepts that sequence of things just doing what they're used to doing. Those innate natural abilities can engage and help us heal. What would I say to someone that's skeptical about, I probably ask them why they're skeptical. There are certain brains, though, that have to ask a lot of questions. Certain people only give themselves permission to move forward by being skeptical and asking questions. And there's people that have tried so many things, they don't want to put their hope in the next new thing. They're kind of beat down by it, and they don't want to hope for something that's not going to be successful in giving them results. And so you actually I'd say, well, let's just start right there and work with that. I validate their skepticism, first of all. And because if you try and convince them and get in a position of defending or explaining or justifying yourself, you'll only bring up their fight and flight and their defenses to resist yours. And so the method of moving people along, really, to avoid them going into their fight and flight, which is an energy that can be sedated. But anytime we justify, defend, or explain, we trigger that in people. We want to invite, validate where they're at and just say, you know, it works for me and I found great things for it, and either invite them to try it with whatever their fear is right there, or say, if you're ever wanting to know more. Yeah, I just always let people come to me. Now, the only exception to that might be with my children, because they know this works, but they're resistant to it. They're older now. I'm saying when they were younger, because now they're older teens and young adult age. They're really proactive in their wellness. I would use EFT on a baby just to clear if they're colicky, they're irritated, fussy. I would start using it right away, and so I would raise a child with EFT as a practice. Is that it's what I call energy hygiene, and I've taught this in many of my programs, that at least I believe in probably at least two generations from now, human beings will be practicing energy clearing techniques as a daily support tool for well-being, and it will be as common as brushing your teeth. So I see us going in that direction. I would start right away and start using the tools to benefit even an infant. They'll be raised in a fashion that they'll think everybody does it. They'll feel like, oh, you guys don't count? That's how I do it. So any age, there's women doing it when they're in labor and delivery. Gary Craig really came up with that's his phrasing for that, borrowing benefit. What he means by that is, as you set your intention to benefit from focusing on somebody else receiving the direct interaction and assistance. For example, I'll have somebody come up in front of the entire seminar group, and I'm working directly with that individual with their issues, their emotions, their thoughts, and the people in the audience are going to be able to benefit from being a participant and borrow that benefit back to them with their own life issues, even if they're drastically different than the person on the stage. And the reason that works is because we're all networked energetically. And intention is what drives all of this to really work. The intention that you'll get the benefit of clearing will then support you in getting that clearing within your own being, with your own issues, just because you're participating and putting that out there. And that's the outcome that everyone arrives at various levels. My DVDs, all the programs that we sell, all the live seminars we put on audio and DVD that have a lot of EFT going on. You know, there's a lot of interactive processes on those programs. Got people doing that. So just listening to those, you don't even have to be at the event live. You could have the audio, the CD, or the DVD, and just be listening, and you're going to get benefit from it. That's the nature of our healing capacity. Our energy is always trying to clear. It wants to be released. We're built to be healthy. I always say now it's easy to clear stuff, and it is. It is so easy to clear stuff. It's staying in that clear state, using new life skills, teaching your mind to think new thoughts, catching yourself when you go back to the same habits. That's what requires the effort, the mastery. That's what you spend more time at. It doesn't mean you have never cleared it. It just means your brain's used to think in that way, and you now need to give it, and you're training it to think differently.
You've been listening to Carol Tuttle on the EFT Zone Spotlight. Carol is from Sandy, Utah, where she specializes in EFT for therapy and healing. If you'd like to contact Carol, the best way to reach her is by email. Her address is carol@caroltuttle.com. Visit her website at www.caroltuttle.com. Thanks for listening to the EFT Zone Spotlight.